The network marketing industry has changed dramatically in the last decade. With the advent of social media, digital marketing, the rise of the influencer, and all the tech platforms that promise something extraordinary, how do you separate the helpful from the hype? Welcome to Beyond the Network Marketing Dream, where authenticity and relationships, simplicity and duplication are at the core of everything we focus on. The fundamentals of building still work. Join us as we go beyond the network marketing dream.
All right, excited to be with everybody today. This is easy, man. I have got a friend, a CEO, a leader in the industry. He has built more times than I can count. I'm not sure if that is good or bad, John, but you have done it. You've been there, you've done it, you've seen it. You found your home as CEO now of OSnap. And I've known you, my friend, I think we're going close to 25 years. Exciting to have you on.
It really is. I've been there, done that. I've got all the scars to prove it for sure. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, you've seen it all, man. I mean, you've seen it from the field perspective. And I'll give you kudos. As CEO, rarely do you see somebody who's still, you may not be on the very top of the leaderboard, but you're still at the top of, and you know, may not be number one like you used to be all the time, but you're at the top of the leaderboard, which is crazy for you to be CEO, building an organization, and being at the top of the leaderboard in prospecting and follow-up activity.
Yeah, well, you know, I believe in leading by example. I would rather have somebody show me than to tell me. And the industry is filled with tellers. You know, I'm going to walk the walk. I never ask our family, our team, to do something I'm not willing to do. And the last thing I want to hear as a CEO is someone say, oh, it doesn't work or this or that. So I'm like, let me see, let me be out there on the front lines with our people. And then I can tell them that it works if you work it. And I'm out there making it happen. Plus, I love it. It's in my blood, man. Like you said, I've been doing this for almost 29 years. You and I go back 20, 25, 26 years. I don't know what else to do, man. Just what I do. It's reflex now.
It's awesome. Well, you mentioned this concept of show versus tell. And it's even more difficult today because you got all these social media. I mean, I hate to label them, but like Pied Pipers leading the lemmings over a cliff when they're digital marketers or they're superstar salespeople, but they're not professional networkers. And that's a very nuanced discipline, isn't it? I mean, can you talk about that for a second, how maybe the superstar sales trainer or the digital marketer is not? What makes the network professional so unique?
I've worked a lot with the digital marketers, social media gurus, package pushers, that whole clan. They're really good at generating revenue for themselves. That's what I've really discovered. They're not really good at doing what we do best, which is scaling or getting a concept to duplicate rapidly. And that's where having kind of merging some of that, but understanding that what I bring to the marketplace, what I bring into our field, it's not necessarily about closing techniques and fancy this and that. It's about a simple system that I can get moving 30 levels deep, three states over, now three countries over. That's the difference. And you see the frustration when people buy these packages and all of a sudden they're getting no traction. And they're wondering why. Well, it worked for him. Well, it was designed to work for him. It just wasn't designed to get much further than him. You know what I mean?
Right. So, it's, you know, that old saying of what works doesn't duplicate. And you started in an era where, I mean, not to date you because you look so young, but you started an era with a VHS tape, a cassette tape, a fax, a phone, and a meeting. Like there was nothing else.
Nothing.
It was so simple. And today you have to fight that whole storm, the 5,000 digital impressions a day. And how do you do? I mean, obviously the technology helps and we can talk a little bit about that, but how do you keep the team on point with all those distractions and those digital gurus that are saying they can teach?
That's the million-dollar question right there, because what I do on a daily basis is distract from the distraction. That's really what my role and a big portion of my role has become, because I'm getting hit. So I know if I'm getting hit the way I'm getting hit, everybody's getting hit. And again, on social media, you'll have an 18-year-old kid taking pictures in front of Rolls Royces and big mansions, and then he'll sell you a course. And people are like, man, everybody wants to get rich quick. And people won't say that because it's not politically correct. But the bottom line is they want to get rich right now. And what ends up happening is they're violating all the laws of nature, all the laws of success. And they don't even realize it. Then you have this whole thing about multiple income streams, which I'm okay with to a certain extent. But if you haven't already built a systematic way, and if you don't have some kind of rank already or made some kind of money that's fairly significant, you having 13 different things is only going to make you poorer. It's not going to make you
master of none, right?
Yeah.
You can build on a core set of principles or values that have gotten you there, but it's hard when you're trying to, that's a great point.
Our minds aren't even built for it. Like our minds, when we're got too many things going on, we're actually becoming less productive. And that's what leads to procrastination. It leads to frustration, anxiety, all these things that people feel. And they're wondering why. And I'm just telling people, look, like we remember we used to do the 90-day runs all the time. We'd have these 90-day runs. Now you got to have like a 9-day run because it's hard to get someone their 90-day run. They'll start on like the week before the run, the 90 days is up. So I'm like, I'm having 9-day runs now because times have changed, man. The attention span is gone. It's shot.
That's crazy. And man, it's so refreshing talking to you because you know this game inside now. And I'll be frank about it. I have trainers on sometimes on this very podcast. And they are that social guru or what have you. And I'm like, man, you just don't quite get the fundamentals. And there's so many get rich quick opportunities. I spoke to somebody the other day and they added like 100,000 recruits in 6 months from scratch. And you're like, those aren't recruits, man. You don't have any relationship with any of those people.
No, because I'm in relationship marketing. I'm in relationship building. If there's a false sense that just because you recruit a lot of people that you're going to build a big business and you're going to have time freedom and financial freedom.
Right.
What's happening, we're just putting bodies in, people with pulse. And those people aren't locked in either because they're distracted by 15 other things. You don't really have anything. You and I, like, we go back to the time when we got in the trenches with people. We showed them step by step and we developed them. And my job is real simple as a CEO. Help our brand new people get paid and promoted. Show them the way, have them on a simple system. So what I do like about the technology, and you have this technology and I use it, is I have a very simple approach and I can push some buttons so I can marry the two, but you still got to have the relationship aspect. Otherwise, look, in the new age, for every 1,000 people you recruit, I could recruit 5 the traditional way and those 5 would go outproduce your 1,000. I mean, it really is. The numbers are dramatic.
Explain this concept of what works doesn't duplicate to people. And I hope everybody hears this. Whether you're a leader or you're running an organization or CEO, it is so easy to get mesmerized by what works, but often not understand what duplicates.
I have some friends that are powerhouse salespeople. Like they crush it personally. And
yeah,
but it's funny if you ask them, like, tell me how you do it, you start to get some cracks in their system. It's like, it's maybe their charisma. There's something in there. There's some fancy footwork. You and I know great salespeople don't always duplicate very well. And they just work forever. Maybe they got big incomes and all that, but they work and they're putting in 12 hours a day. They're not seeing their families. For me, I caught on very quickly. I would rather in my business, give me 10 stay-at-home moms that don't consider themselves salespeople. And let me show them a very simple system. I mean, I'm talking about exactly. Here's step 1. Here's step 2, step 3. So they can go and teach their soccer mom friend. Let me show you how to pick up an extra $1,000, $3,000. All I did was step 1, step 2, step 3. And I did it part-time while, I don't know, my husband was at work or while I was running the kids around. That's the difference because I'll get that. Maybe they won't come out of the gate and look like people will be like, oh my goodness, she's this and that. But give it a year, give it 2 years. All of a sudden people are like, dang, she's got a new car in the driveway. And you know, the things that you start to see it. You start to see the results from that. But the beginning, the foundation is so important. I see so many people building organizations on shifting sands. Like they don't even know it because they're getting a body count. They're getting some checks, but it's like, man, in a year from now, they're going to have to double down again. They're going to work even harder to get their checkup. Where we've seen it, you can start to taper off. You start building a large organization and you get to a point. And it's different for different people. Maybe someone's at 10 grand a month and like, oh, you know what? I'm feeling pretty good here. Now they have time freedom, which is what the traditional salesperson really never gets. We're building organizations where I'm telling people, forget money for a second. Time is what you really want. What do we, Patrick, you want to hang out with your kids? You want to hang out with your family? That's all I ever wanted. I thought I wanted money. But I have a lot of rich friends and they don't see their families. They don't see their kids. I'm like, maybe I don't want that so much. I want to play. I want to go travel the world, hang out with my kids.
It really is crazy. I mean, I think you're making a really important point is that that's what not only can the industry offer, but that's what people are starting to be more attracted to, frankly. And they're hearing so many stories about the get rich quick and they're starting to see through it. And again, that's why the relationships are so important is that you're building this culture, relationships, and it's very sticky. You have time and space to help people evolve their mindset.
I like the word sticky because in the end, that's what we do. You know, we build a reoccurring revenue stream that is really unrealistic when I look at a lot of organizations and you see the culture they're building and it's kind of a money grab. I've seen it. Look, I don't knock financial deals or crypto deals, but you see it more there because it plays on the person who is like desperate. Like, I want to get rich right now.
Right.
And you hear the horror stories later on. I bought Bitcoin at 62,000 and now it's at 16,000 and right. They're waiting for the return. And instead of getting rich quick, now again, they're frustrated. Every now and then people hit there, but I'm big on process oriented, system driven. And you and I have talked about this and we had a mentor that would talk about mastering the mundane. And I just do the same boring stuff kind of over and over. And then we rally our troops, we praise them, we give them tons of recognition, even little wins. We make them feel good about what they're doing. And again, the key is in any business is if you can get them to stick around long enough to be successful, because the guru is going to throw some stuff at them tomorrow saying, hey, buy this package or do this, jump ship or spread yourself thinner because I'm going to get you paid quicker. And then ends up in debt and disappointment. And then the other thing they do is they blame us. They blame the industry. They blame the company. They don't necessarily look at themselves and say, well, I was stretching myself thin. I was following every other guru. I put out a post today. I said, mixed martial arts is a scam. Only the people at the top have a black belt. Like I'm going from martial arts studio to martial arts studio trying to get a black belt in like a month. And these guys not working. So it's kind of the same thing. People say, well, only people at the top. Well, it's kind of designed that way because only the people who are going to go through the process and go through the pain and focus in are ever going to get to the top. You can't get to the top if you're chasing three or four different things and you're kind of all over the board. And like, I'm very open looking at other things. So I tell some of our family, our team, part of your challenge is every time your friend calls you or your relative calls you or you see something online, you're open to look. So just in the time that you take looking at potential opportunities to make money, I'm already making 15, 20 new conversations, relationships happen during that time.
That's a hard conversation because you want to be open-minded. You have to have a growth mindset, but you can't start over all the time. It's just the nature of it. You have to go to where you can serve your purpose and your values and then just get to work. And John, you haven't been, I said you've done so many different things, but it's been over a long time. You've never been a jumper. You've always been locked and loaded, made your money, built a great book of business, and much respect for that. That's awesome. To answer this for me.
Four companies in 29 years for me.
Yeah, right. It got to the top of all of them.
I tell people, I didn't even think about multiple income streams until I was at the top of a comp plan. And then what happened is I had a goose that was laying golden eggs. I had a cash flow machine. And then I took that money and then I invested it and I did a whole bunch of other stuff. And none of that actually panned out because I would buy into the gurus too. And I'm like, oh, here we go again. I just lost another 100,000. I just lost 10 grand over here, 5 grand over here. And I realized I'm just better staying in my lane. In the book, is it Outliers where they talk about 10,000 hours? I'm like, get your 10,000 hours in. And then if you want to go play around or you already have the formula, maybe you could take that formula and do it else. I think Elon Musk is a great example. People think he started in PayPal. He saw something there. He drove that thing like crazy, had a big exit. Then he parlayed that and other things. But he goes to the top in something and then he moves on to another industry. And I think if we follow that model, then it's okay to have multiple income streams. But hey, don't get to the second rank in a company and then go look at four other companies and then do two other. It's just, to me, it's insane.
I think I mentioned this book, Dan Sullivan, to you. I think I mentioned it to you a while ago, but who, not how. And it reminds me so much of network marketing in a way. It has nothing to do with network marketing. But the power of that model is you can find the who's in the world. You can help a lot of people create freedom and you've got that time and that space to help them do it, which is pretty exciting. And you've been able to help a lot of people get there. Let's wrap up with this, John, is that you are using our technology. And but most importantly, I want to talk about the concept, this idea of authentic sharing technology. We live in the digital age. It's hard because there's so many distractions. The worst thing a networker can do is hide behind digital technology, but at the same time, you have to leverage it. And in some ways, that's harder than it's ever been, but it should actually be simpler. What are your thoughts on some of that in terms of keeping the team from being too distracted?
Well, it's interesting because what's happening now is, like, we used to talk about people were doing busy work because they're sitting in their office and they're cleaning their offices. They're organizing folders, putting labels and stuff. That was busy. That's not money producing activity. I see this new busyness, which is posting all the time on social media. So again, now I'm operating in the digital era. I'm on these platforms that have a billion people I could potentially.
And I think I'm working.
Yeah, it feels like I'm working because I'm putting out the post. Then it's only your certain people are seeing the same posts. It's your same friends that are commenting. Every now and then you might get some other person, then you puke all over them and then they're done anyways. But what I'm really focused with our team is there's a way to use that, but then you still have to incorporate the relationship side. But you also have to understand that, first off, that's the first step to building kind of your brand, like who you are, what you're about, to kind of get your content together, maybe showcase what you're an expert in. For me, that became the setup because the next thing is I had to have a proper exposure. Your platform made it easy because I could use a video maybe as a quick setup. I could send an email or text or do it through a DM on social media. But I still had to take them through a process and I still had to be involved in that process. Because how often have we said over the years that people aren't necessarily buying your product or your company, they're buying you first. What happens with a lot of these digital tools is we're taking us completely out of the equation. There's no connection. So yeah, maybe they buy it, maybe they don't, but there's no connection there. There's nothing that's going to lock them in or keep them in the game. So we have these tools that we're working with your team and we created our stuff. You guys had them. You had the platform, you had all the stuff ready to go. So we kind of plug and play. And it allowed us to take people on a little journey with us. And we were the tour guides. I always say I'd rather be a tour guide type leader than a travel agent type leader. The travel agent's never been there, just tells you you should go. Tour guide is walking you through. So we just became tour guides with the technology. And I would say to Sally Homemaker, let's say, or I got NFL professional players, NBA professionals, UFC, people that are busy, they got other stuff going on. So I would take them on a tour and say, look, let me show you that this doesn't require a lot of time. And your credibility, your validation connected to this will actually put you in a position to have NFL type income down the road when most of these players end up broke down the road. And
well, you're using your process to recruit. Like you're literally so tight with your process and your systems that you can use it as a recruiting tool because people go, I can do that.
Yeah. We get more people in, maybe not more, but the numbers are pretty high because of how we do it. Like how we bring people, because they're like, oh, wait a minute. I thought I had to go door to door. I thought I had to come up with all kinds of big presentations and all this stuff. And we teach them, no, it's simple. Press a button, a couple little words, maybe a little text message. Dumb the whole thing down, move people through a process quickly because we call it sorting. You're not convincing. You have to be engaged a little bit, man. And that's the difference. And that's why, like, we look at our retention number. So I believe the reason why we have a great product, of course, but part of that is these people are kind of locked in with us, man, because they bought into us first. Then they liked the product, which is going to be necessary in this day and age. And then they saw a system. They're like, shoot, I got kids, I got family. I could actually do this without disrupting my life. And I'm not going to knock any industry, but I got friends that sell things that the sun make light up their houses. I think it's great. I love the energy, but these guys are working sometimes 12 hours a day, like going door to door. They're teaching closing. I mean, it's an intense deal. You can make some big money doing it, but at a certain point, there's a breakdown and there's not a residual component to most of that. So
right, because it's a skill set that's hard to teach in depth and all of that. And it's also hard for the super part-time person, which is it's always been the bread and butter of networking. Well, listen, man, you and I could go on and on. We're going to do this again. I know you got some scheduling stuff and I did, so we're going to keep it tight today. And John, I just appreciate you, man. It's fun to watch what you're doing. I've been jumping on training calls with you just because I love the energy. I love the excitement of what your team is doing and the way that you're building. It's fun to watch.
I appreciate it, bro. And it's always a pleasure. You and I have a lot of history together. We came up in an industry that keeps changing. It keeps evolving. And if you don't change and evolve with it, you really will go the way of the dinosaur. So I am fired up, man. I'm charged every day. I'm excited. My wife is crushing it. The team is growing, but we're only a year and a half into it. So we got a long, long way to go. We're going to change a lot of lives before we're done. I can tell you that.
Exciting times. Great to have you on. Thanks, my friend.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you for listening to Beyond the Network Marketing Dream with Patrick Shaw. For more insights on building a solid networking business, visit our website at rapidfunnel.com/MLM. If you loved our content, please share, like, and subscribe. We look forward to seeing you in the next episode.